Well, I think the biggest thing that impresses me is the passion of the board here at Finn Harps. There's lots of really, really good people who talk very passionately about the future for the club and what they want to see happen in the club. I think the second thing that impresses me really is that the club wants to do much more than just compete in a men's senior league. They're really passionate about making sure that there's pathways for young academy players from Donegal, that they can see a way through to the first team. They're passionate about growing the fan base, and they really want to see the club grow into all the other different areas and aspects that they have across the FSR strategy. Like recently we've seen the Down Syndrome futsal team be highly successful, winning two futsal festivals. Really, really enjoyable days that I was at myself for both of them. So it's a really impressive vision for the club that the board have here, and I'm hoping that's going to be backed by the local Donegal football public and the wider football public around, that will hopefully back it, get behind it and increase the membership.
League of Ireland certainly growing over the last number of years. Just look at the FA Cup final attendance, and not just that, look at what Damien Duff done for the league. But if there was one thing in the last, say, 5 or 6 years that happened to the league, what would it be?
Well, I think, look, the attendances, as you mentioned, is the big thing, because as the attendances have continued to grow, the atmosphere has grown. And once people experience live football with that type of atmosphere, it's something that gets you hooked, and it's something that you keep coming back for. And obviously, there's nothing better than seeing your team win. But even the emotions and the roller coaster of winning, losing, drawing games, you know, whether it's refereeing decisions, whether it's a young player coming through for the first time making a debut, whatever it is, being there live for all them moments is something that you can't experience in any other way. And it's been brilliant to see. Just yesterday, walking around the Aviva Stadium during it, to see so many kids there, many of them there probably for the first time. And I mean, that's the type of thing that keeps them coming back for the future. And that's what we want to see. And that's the area that we want to see continue to grow. But, you know, for that to happen, we need to make sure that we improve the facilities. We've got better stadiums, and we can fit more people in who want to go to the games.
As a League of Ireland director, a man from County Meath, how did you end up in this role?
Well, I worked in the FAI for 16 years, so I started as a development officer in my own region in Meath. I was a coach, I was involved in international teams for 7 years when I was involved as development officer. I went on to work in schools and colleges football for 5 years and started in a very fun time in the League of Ireland in the middle of COVID, in the middle of some of the FAI governance issues that were there. But as a passionate League of Ireland fan all my life, it was a dream job for me to be able to come in and see hopefully how we can help turn things around. And I think with the great team of people we have working in the league department at the minute, we're all very passionate League of Ireland fans. We want to see it continue grow and develop, and we're very proud of the journey that the league's been on in the last few years, and we want to continue working with the clubs to see it grow into the future.
Finally, Mark, as a passionate League of Ireland fan, I'm sure you've some memories of Finn Harps down through the years.
Yeah, many memories. I always enjoyed the trips coming to Finn Harps, probably, you know, after long drives coming up the roads to come out and get the world famous soup at this stage coming into the ground was always one I remember, even as a fan of opposition teams, but then going away and singing the Finn Harps song in my head all evening and back the next day again. So the fan base here is something that's always really struck when I've come to Finn Park, and how much people love the club and want to see the club continue to grow. You know, I've been here for many historic occasions, like playoff games and everything else that's been here. I even sat with Michael D. Higgins here after, unfortunately, the Chrysler disaster a couple of years ago, and Michael D. was saying how he really enjoyed being in the stadium as well, and enjoyed the friendly atmosphere that was around, and the people around Donegal and around Ballybuffet that were there to welcome him on the day. So yeah, many great memories of it, and looking forward to hopefully seeing the club develop further into the future. Really look forward to hoping to be in the first game in the new stadium when that comes about. Certainly a goal of mine, I know a goal of the board here as well, so hopefully it'll come about.